Very cool. That's an independent artist that we love here on KX93.5, Aura Bakker, and the song is called Naked. That's off her Desert Sea record, which I am holding in my hand right now. There's many, many songs on this LP. It is available to the general public now, and Aura is in our Pearl Street studios at this very moment. Hi, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. You found out about the radio station probably through some mutual friends, right?
That's right.
And that's who?
Jonathan Green and Greg Richling from Arthur Channel.
Arthur Channel. I guess Greg's been in bands in the past, most notably the Wallflowers as the bass player, and he's got this new project, which I think is on End Records, a really cool label out of Brooklyn now. But the Arthur Channel project was totally cool. They came by and performed for us, you know, and I guess word gets out about our little community radio station, you know?
Definitely.
Right? Well, welcome to Laguna Beach. First of all, what do you think of our studio? It's pretty nice, right?
It is. It's really nice, right? By the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on this new record.
Thank you.
You just recently had a CD release party in Los Angeles, right? And how did that go?
It was awesome.
Was it?
Yes.
Where did you have that at?
It was a place called The Three Clubs, and I was actually invited to play there, which has never happened to me before, so that was quite exciting.
Oh, really? And yeah. It just so happened that, oh, I guess we'll turn it into a CD release type of thing? Is that what happened there?
No, it was specifically for that purpose.
Very cool. So you're up in Los Angeles right now. Are you a SoCal native?
No. I was born in Northern California, but I'm Dutch.
You are Dutch?
I am.
So do you have parents who speak with a Dutch accent?
Yes.
I wish you would do that live on the air for us, but that's probably not going to happen this afternoon, is it?
No.
No? well, again, congratulations on the record. Again, Aura Bakker is our guest in our Pearl Street studios. It's produced brilliantly, and you actually brought an acoustic guitar to do more or less a stripped-down version, right, of what you normally would do.
Yes.
To play all this stuff off of the record, and, you know, if you were to tour, you know, the nation... you were just saying off the air that you would most likely want a bunch of people on stage with you, right, to recreate the sound?
Ideally, yeah, because it's just so much fun and full sounding as well.
Yeah.
But I can do small as well. I like both, but I do like the big sound for now.
Well, as an artist, especially an independent musician, I imagine it's hard to get the same people or everybody on the same page
yes.
to be able to play a gig, just one gig, let alone many, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of a miracle that it's happened once.
you're a guitar player, but that's a recent development from
that's
what
right.
I understand. Yeah, what made you decide to pick up the guitar? And previously to that, how would you sit down and write a song?
Behind the piano.
Okay.
Yeah, I decided to play the guitar because it seemed so much easier to carry around.
Yeah.
And I have this funny job where I teach babies music.
That's a great job.
It's awesome.
Wait, so your full-time day job, more or less, is music-related?
Yes. I'm very lucky.
People love to have that opportunity.
Yeah, it's great. And with babies, so.
Really? What do you do with the babies?
Well, they get little shakers and, like,
wow.
They get their own little drums. And,
wow.
But, you know, they need help. They usually just stick everything in their mouth. But,
sure.
I play the guitar and the cajon kind of as, you know, I'm the supporting musician with the girl who teaches the classes.
How fun.
Yeah.
You could give those babies a harmonica, or I believe the term is harp, if you're in Nashville or something, and you could probably get some good sounds out of those little.
I don't know.
Those little turds.
They're like 3 months old to 1 year, so I doubt it.
That's awesome. Again, this record that we have right here is called Desert Sea. There are a lot of tracks on this LP, and your stuff is all over the internet as an independent artist. You got to be on the social media and everything. Where can people find your stuff online?
Everywhere. My website, it's up there, aurabakkermusic.com.
Yes, yes.
And Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation. I think that's it.
Cool. The crowdfunding thing, I think that's the term, right? Like the Kickstarter campaigns and stuff. Have you done that in the past?
Yes, I did that for this album.
For the record?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you done it before for anything, like to fund studio time or
no,
anything?
No, I only heard about it right before I decided to do it.
Yeah.
And because I had no idea how else to get that kind of money together. And I read up on it, and it has like a 43% success rate or something. So
I've heard some success stories when it comes to Kickstarter, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mine definitely is too.
Good. Did you go above and beyond, Ben?
I did. Almost $800 more. No.
That's great.
$2,800 more than I.
That's amazing.
Originally. Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess the part of that thing is you have to promise the people who donate that you'd give them something special, right?
Right.
So what did you offer?
I offered a lot of things, but the main thing was just the CD signed.
Great.
And I also have an EP from a couple years ago that I threw in there as a limited edition because they're running out.
Perfect.
And some, you know, like a Skype concert was one of the things, and a handmade lyrics booklet was one of the things.
Oh, really? With your own drawings?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It took like a half a day to make one, so I only had 10 limited
That's
edition
tough.
For that one.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Posters, stuff like that.
I do want to talk about, again, the perils of being an independent artist and some of the things that you have to go through, you know? But if you mind, can we play another song off the Desert Sea record?
Yes.
All right, what song did we decide on? I guess track one called Midnight Garden, right?
That's right.
Can you give us a storyteller's type of moment with this song before we play it on the radio?
Oh, boy.
And did you write this on the guitar or the piano?
The piano.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know if I have a story associated with this one. The ending is epic.
Awesome. We'll chat more right after this from our Pearl Street studios. Again, the artist is Aura Bakker. The song is called Midnight Garden. It is new. You heard it first right here on KX93.5.
Within gentle body.
right. We are member-supported radio, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Midnight Garden is what we just played. That is track one off the new record, Desert Sea. Aura Bakker is our guest in our Pearl Street studios. We just got a phone call from a gentleman named Tom up in Seattle who actually wanted to hear another track off the record, which is called We Disappeared. We'll probably play that as well while I have you here this afternoon, you know? Aura Bakker is live in our Pearl Street studios right now. Rather than asking you what your influences are and stuff, what music was around you as a little Dutch person in Southern California or Northern California growing up?
Well, I studied jazz, so that was the first like music that I listened to a lot. Nina Simone would be one that I really loved. A lot of people don't know this, but when you hear her sing, she's usually also playing the piano, and she's phenomenal mm-hmm. on the piano as well.
And when you perform with a live band, it's either the piano or the guitar, which is very cool. I feel like fans of Fiona Apple might dig on your stuff. Do you get that a lot?
Yeah, I've heard that before.
I'm sure you have.
She's awesome. Yeah. She's awesome.
Oh, she's an artist through and through, you know?
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some of the themes also that you've been writing about that made it to the LP, the new record? Like, what are some of these songs about? Aura Bakker?
It's kind of trying to find the thread in life that can be quite challenging. Mm-hmm. Finding the thread of happiness that kind of is there, that goes through the whole thing.
Yeah. Because it's there, right? You gotta find it.
You can find it, but I feel like it's always there, and you can find it if you know how to get there. So a lot of the songs are kind of about finding it in different moments and how that feels. And
wow,
I know that's a little vague, but
no, I songwriting is so personal, you know. And just for you to be able to share your songs with us, we are very grateful. And sometimes, since it is so personal, artists are apprehensive to talk about it, you know?
Yeah. Well, right? Joni Mitchell is one of my heroes in that sense, because her songwriting has always been so personal. And, like, you know, she wears her heart on her sleeve kind of thing. And I just feel inspired by that. I don't write music to be entertaining necessarily. It's a communication of feeling, and I love that about her, so I try to do that too.
Right. I imagine sitting down to write a song or just playing even one note is very therapeutic. Do you find that to be the
case?
Totally. Isn't it, though?
I don't know what I would do if I couldn't play music.
And again, it's a blessing to have music basically be your full-time job, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's hear that song, and then we'll come back and we'll get a couple songs live out of you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Can we play We Disappear on the air right now?
Sure.
All right, cool. I counted it out, and I do believe it is track 8.
Yep.
On the new record. Again, it's called Desert Sea, available now. Aura Bakker is the artist in our Pearl Street studios. And the cover photo of the new record is where?
It's in Joshua Tree.
Do you spend much time there?
To do the cover?
No, just to hang out.
In general, no. I've only been there twice.
It is beautiful, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah. I know bands who are going out there to write and record music. You know?
Yeah, it's a great place for that.
Absolutely. Again, the song is called We Disappeared. It's new from Aura Bakker on KX93.5. Then she's going to perform live for us, I hope, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
I press my ear against the cliffs where kestrels nest till winter comes. It came then from a thousand years of waves. Our names were washed on the granite wall. And in the love we disappear. We disappear.
It's actually a request coming in from the Greater Northwest, Seattle. And the song is called We Disappeared. It is new from Aura Bakker, who's in our Pearl Street studios today. I want to talk about the recording of the record and the producer you linked up with, John Green, who is super chill. And it was probably an interesting process putting this record together. But you did bring an acoustic guitar, and this is a super stripped-down version of what people would normally get, right?
That's right.
Cool. So what did you decide to play first?
I'm going to play Desert Sea, since it's the album title.
Yes, the title track, if you will.
The title track.
As the DJs say, and the Rolling Stone writers, that's what they say. Again, this is Aura Bakker live in our Pearl Street studios. Whenever you are ready, my friend.
We got in a boat on the desert sea, where mermaids swim in waves of sand. The sun warms my feet and hands. Pleasant at first, but then it burns. And the waves roar like fire. Boat floats out to sea, no destination. It's made of wood, a sacrifice carries me far from home, and I fear I will never return. And the waves roar like sacrifice has become my only consolation. All I can do is let it burn, let it burn me. And the waves roar me free.
Very good stuff. That is that just happened live in front of my face. One of the perks of being a DJ here is to get these live performances. That is Aura Bakker doing a completely stripped down version of the title track of her new record called Desert Sea. And we are member supported radio. We realize we have a lot of new listeners this afternoon. Thanks for finding us. Taking FM back to the glory days is kind of the mission behind this thing. You could be a member of the radio station and keep the content going that we've been generating for artists left and right. You can find all the details online there on kx935.com. See, I don't mind asking people for money because I think what we're doing here is a little bit different, you know? So that's what's up, Aura Bakker. And thanks so much for playing that.
You're welcome.
So the recording process inside the studio, where did you guys hunker down in and how long did that take?
We started in September and we finished, I think, towards the end of January, which is, I think, pretty fast. But I had promised all these Kickstarter people their rewards in November, so it went a little past the deadline.
Well, that's okay, right?
Yeah, it's all right. I told everyone that it might take longer than anticipated, but it was downtown in Lip Studio in the Fashion District. It was in the middle of a bunch of sewing machines and...
Really?
Well, not the studio itself, but the spaces around it.
Yeah, there's not much going on in the garment district in L.A., is there?
I don't know. There seems like there's a lot going on.
Oh, really? I don't know. I guess I don't spend much time up there, you know?
No, well, it's not the greatest place to spend time, aside from the studio.
So who else is performing on this record? We know that Jonathan Green from Arthur Channel helped produce this thing, and I met him personally. He's so super chill. First of all, what was the dynamic like working with him, him being the producer? I guess his first go-round at producing a record, right?
Yeah. It was lots of fun. We all laughed a lot in the studio, and we all brought ideas, too. Like, he brought a lot of ideas. He would listen to the basic recordings and think of things to add and stuff like that. And
then would you do that on the fly, like pick up a, you know, a tambourine or a shaker or a mountain dulcimer and add like an something?
Yeah, we all kind of did that when it was needed. There were some really fun moments where we would like all be standing around a mic and clapping or all playing the tambourine, and you know, there would be a lot of retakes because we started laughing.
How fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. And I've never recorded, like, I wanted to do it in that kind of a live setting, even though we recorded things, you know, on top of it. But I really wanted that live feeling. So we recorded, you know, the bass, drums, and then the guitar, or piano, and the vocals all at the same time.
Which I think is very cool. And sometimes, like, I'm not like an audiophile or anything like that, but I feel like listening to some records, you could tell when it wasn't recorded like that, or maybe not, you know. Yeah. I go back to, I tell people that's the Jim James thing of doing it, like My Morning Jacket, like kind of all in a room looking at each other and recording and playing at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seemed like that was really important for this album and what it means to me. And the EP, I recorded it in Amsterdam in my room, and it was basically just me. I recorded the things I could play, and then I would have a bassist come in and then a drummer, and it was, so it was
that's
very
great.
Different.
Yeah, that's yeah. And where is home for you now?
LA.
Cool. Yeah. Would you want to start another Kickstarter fund to fund a tour or something else?
I would definitely consider it.
Yeah.
It took so much work, though.
Yeah, right.
I would need to wait just a little bit before I do it again.
Speaking of work, again, this is Ora Bakker in studio on KX93.5. Speaking of work as an independent artist, what are some of those things that you have to do as far as the business side of things rather than playing shows and writing music?
Well, organizing all that, like trying to find venues to play and sending my music to... Well, that's what I'm planning to do, send my music to blogs and radio stations and just to get out there as much as possible.
Music supervisors, those people who pick music for TV and film.
Yes.
Yes, all of those things.
All of those things.
Well, we're definitely on board, and hopefully down the road you could play a show for our listeners, maybe down Coast Highway here somewhere. And
totally.
We can make it an event. Would you be down for that?
Absolutely.
Cool. We could pay very little, but at least we could pay artists a little bit.
Well,
which
a little is better than nothing.
Better than nothing, and also you get the peace of mind of helping out a not-for-profit entity like us.
Yes.
You know, so we'll keep in touch with that stuff, you know?
Sounds good.
OraBakkerMusic.com is the website, B-A-K-K-E-R. Can we get another song out of you? Is that okay? I don't want to put you on the spot or anything.
Sure, yeah.
Cool. That's awesome. Again, we're member-supported radio, KX93.5, where it is a beautiful Wednesday here. And we do have community programming starting after me, starting at 7 p.m. Groove Express is on the air, which is an hour of old-school soul and funk and some new-school artists. And I've been telling people there's something for everybody here on the airwaves on KX93.5. So what did you decide to play for us next?
I Feel It All.
And this is off the new record as well?
Yes.
Again, Ora Bakker is this talented musician here in our Pearl Street Studios. Record's available now called Desert Sea. There's a beautiful picture of Joshua Tree at night on the cover of this record.
And me.
And you. You look very ghostly there.
Yeah.
That is some trick.
Well, there's two of me, and I'm a Gemini, so I figured that was appropriate.
I see what you did there.
It was Stephen Morishige was the great artist behind this.
Beautiful work.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right, so Ora Bakker in our studio on KX93.5. I don't know why it's so hard for me to talk, but whenever you're ready, my friend.
From the future to the past, we will sing and we will bleed.
free as the water beneath the ships. It's everything to me.
Outstanding. That was live in our studios here on KX93.5. Aura Bakker is the musician. We've been hanging out in the studio together for the past like 35 minutes here playing songs off your new record, and you did perform live for us a couple times. And again, we greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
Yes, wonderfully done. So you got to keep us in the loop musically with what you're doing. And we'll be playing your music so people will be able to hear this stuff throughout the day, which is great. And anything else to touch on to the general public who may not be familiar with the music of Aura Bakker thus far?
Check it out.
Check it out, right? And it's aurabakkermusic.com. You've got, you know, what, Facebook and
Twitter,
what?
Twitter. Reverb Nation, all the good stuff.
All of those things. So, again, thanks for hanging out. Come by anytime.
Thanks for having me.
You got it.
Hey, this is Erica from Blonde Fire, and you're listening to KX.